Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, college graduates could have a better opportunity getting a job than past graduates. And where can you find the hardest workers in America? Here's a hint. It's in Missouri. But first, 10 years ago, 20% of Americans lived in rural areas. But according to the latest census, that number has fallen to 16%. Not only are small towns getting smaller, the populations are aging. Young people are moving away. Calling it a severe crisis, President Obama even created a White House Rural Council to find better ways to spur economic growth in small communities. But the best ideas for renewing rural America may not come from the top. In this report for Harvest Public Media, Kansas Public Radio's Jay Schaefer shares the on-the-ground perspective from the Big Rural Brainstorm, a two-day gathering held earlier this year in the small town of Newton, Kansas.
The 200-some people gathered inside this convention hall in Newton, Kansas, have one thing in common. They are all passionate about being rural. Most live in small towns scattered across the state. But even those who live in larger cities say they've come here because they, too, are committed to renewing rural America. And no one's more committed than Marcy Penner, the conference organizer, who brought all these people together to discuss ideas, share solutions, and reinvent what it means to be rural.
Everything is about out-of-the-box thinking. It's designed to create energy. It's largely about volunteer-led communities, which are 75% of the cities in Kansas. We've never done anything like this before, so some of it may be chaotic.
Chaotic is right. It's not easy to brainstorm ideas with 200 people. And so, several times throughout the day, the large gathering breaks into a dozen or so smaller groups, each one tackling a specific issue related to renewing rural communities. Small towns face many problems, dwindling populations, a lack of jobs and entertainment. But no negativity allowed, not here. And to make sure of that, Penner says every participant is armed with a simple yellow card, like the kind used in soccer to indicate a foul.
We feel that if someone's being negative or draining the group with their comments or dominating, then the yellow card just lifts it up, and it's sort of a signal to that person that you need to either change your negative statement to a constructive one or just watch what you're doing.
But back to the brainstorming. Pete Farrell is a cattle rancher from Beaumont, Kansas. He took part in one of the small discussion groups. Its mission? Figure out how to connect producers of local food products with people who want to buy those products.
This group was trying to figure out a way to create an online food map for local products, basically connecting the supply available through local food producers, not just farmers and ranchers, but people who, like, for example, wanted to make pies and the such, any kind of local produce you might have.
Now, creating a website with a local food map on it might not sound like a big deal, but there are legal considerations, health regulations, and questions about product distribution. Meanwhile, dozens of other groups tackle different topics. How can small towns build better, more cohesive communities? How do small towns keep residents and attract new ones, particularly young people? That's a big question because most small towns are full of aging populations. The White House Rural Council warns that having fewer people of working age weakens the economic environment to attract businesses that create more jobs. But what's remarkable here at the Big Rural Brainstorm is the sheer number of young people. About 25% of those gathered here are under age 35, like Christy Hobkins of Tribune, Kansas. She works as the Community Development Director for Greeley County.
Greeley County is the most rural community in the state. We have the smallest population of any of the counties in Kansas.
Why are you rural by choice at such a fairly young age?
There is just something magical about knowing everyone around you and knowing that a community is going to look out for you. It's a safe, welcoming environment where people know you and they'll take care of you.
Some of the younger brainstormers here don't actually live in small towns, but they hope to someday. Such is the case with Matthew and Lindsay Deaver. They live in Lawrence now, but they grew up in small towns and say they plan to leave city life at some point and return to their roots.
We've really enjoyed what small towns have given us, and we would like to give back.
What would it take to get the two of you back to a place like some rural town?
I think it's mainly based in our ability to create a job there.
And as we think about, you know, raising a family, that's where we want to be. We want to be in a smaller community because that's where we were raised, and so we're completely sold on that.
But did the big rural brainstorm come up with that one big idea that will sell other people on the idea of choosing to be rural? A couple months after the big brainstorm, organizer Marcy Penner said,
I think the one big idea was that we should not have one big idea.
Instead, Penner said the key to revitalizing rural communities lies within the people who already live there.
The point is we need to encourage, especially our volunteer-led communities, to not wait for anything to happen from above. They've just got to go in and make it happen for themselves. And I think this kind of event really encouraged that kind of response.
And some communities have already responded by holding local brainstorming events of their own. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jay Schaefer.
A recent report says graduate employment opportunities are the best they have been in years. KBIA's Orla O'Murray has the details.
The National Association of Colleges and Employers Spring Survey says employers expect to hire 10% more new college graduates from the college class of 2012 than they did last year. The executive director of the Mizzou Alumni Association, Todd McCubbin, says that the University of Missouri graduates are doing very well this year.
So 91% of all graduates were able to find employment in their career field. About 65% of all graduates found employment in the state of Missouri. That average starting salary was about $44,700 for our graduates.
MU plant science student Brandon Thiel is graduating in May and has already secured a job with the seed company Pioneer in Minnesota. He says the process was easy.
I went to a career fair in October through the College of Agriculture and met a company, Pioneer, there, interviewed with them, and that's how I got the job.
MU Career Services says its list of recruiters on campus has varied from the American Red Cross to Aflac Insurance, Dish Network, Garmin, Cerner, and the Federal Reserve Bank. Orla O'Murray, KBIA News.
A recent survey conducted by Parade.com found Columbia, Missouri is the hardest working town in America. According to Parade.com, reasons include an unemployment rate of 6%, the amount of hospitals and hospital beds per capita, and the amount of colleges and universities. More than 80% of Colombian households are dual income, and the city ranked second and most likely to work on weekends. Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams.